Gemiras does. Until you write Tishtar, then the minig is kaveya, what the kavanas lokeach is. So the lokeach has mind not to be kaina until you write Tishtar. So then the kesef is not kaina. Same thing, Shtar. Shtar is kaina, is a pasuk, based on a pasuk. Kasa basefa b'chasam, akechan sefer amikne, akechan sefer amikne. Kasa basefa b'chasam, they're in the same chapter in Yirmiyah. They're talking about two different things. The Bnei Yisrael will be sent into Golos. So it says, Sardes b'kesef yiknu, kasa basefa b'chasam. The Jews are going to Babel, so they should buy houses and buy fields. They're going to be there for a while. They're going to be there for 70 years. So the Gemara says it could be Sardis b'kesef yiknu biz b'kesef because of asef v'chasam. That's a shtaraya. How do you see that there's a shtarkinyan? The answer is from the other pasuk in the same chapter in Yirmiyah, that his cousin came from the city of Nassos, and Yirmiyah was instructed by Ruach HaKodesh that he should buy the field from his cousin, even though it was worthless, because the Babylonian soldiers were about to conquer all of Eretz Yisrael. And it says, and he wrote a shtar kinyan, he took the shtar kinyan. So that's beferish the shtar kinyan. First pasuk is talking about buying fields in Bavel. The second pasuk is talking about Yirmiyah, buying a field from his cousin in Eretz Yisrael. Whatever it is, the beferish the pasuk, that shtar is kinyan. That shtar kinyan works. So the Gemara says, but sometimes there's an umdad in the muchach that he doesn't have a mind to be kaina. That normally you say, even though you wrote a shtar, loikana shiiten es hadamim. Lo shana ala shtar matana. Ava shtar mecha loikana shiiten es hadamim. It's an umdad in the muchach that he doesn't want to clinch the deal till he gets paid all the money. In fact, Markashe, Moshe Rav Hamnuna, in fact, Akashe, there was a brisa that spells out the shtar case of kosov on the alacher sadim nesun alcha sadim mechur alcha or sadim nesun alcha b'matana. He writes either one shtar or the other shtar. Doesn't seem to be talking about the same shtar. Sadim mechur alcha is a shtar mechira. Sadim nesun alcha matana shtar matana. So Gemara thought originally the two different shtars. So you see beferish that shtar works kates of b'shtar. The brisa is explaining the mishnah. Where do you have a case that shtar works to be kind of karka? Sari mechur elecho. It says that the shtar is kind of even though he didn't pay any money. So the Gemara says, in Moselem of Arkla, the Terry said, that's an exception to the rule. So sometimes shtar alone is good. He wants that, he has this karka, he's trying to get, he's chalashing to get rid of it. And the umdin is that as soon as he makes the shtar, the lekech is stuck, the lekech has to pay him the money. Now there's in principle shtar alone is kind of, unless you have an umdin in it that he doesn't want to be makne until he gets the money. And in principle kesef is kind of, unless you have an umdin in it based on the minig amakam, the makam is kesef and it's shtar, doesn't want to clinch the deal till he gets the shtar. But in principle, of course, shtar alone is good. What is that all about? So he says it's not two different cases in the Braisa. No, not two different cases. It's the same case. And this is the text that's written in one shtar. What do you mean? Taisus has two pshatim here. In one shtar it says, the answer is yeah. It really means, and there's no money to pay. Because it's a matana. Why did he write, because there's a difference between, there are a few differences. One of the several differences is between selling a field and giving it. Matana is, what's the din if the karka will be taken away from the kabel matana? Because I borrowed a fortune of money, and the malva comes to the loiva to me, and I'm broke, I have no money to pay. Then, if there's shiv nechasmi, has a right to take away from the lakuchas. So he goes and takes away from the lakuchas. So if it's a lakech that he paid $500,000 to buy the karka, and the karka was taken away from the lakech because of the halvo of the moicher, so the moicher has to make good. If he sold the karka b'achrayis, so he has to make good. But if he gave him a matana, so it doesn't have to make good. He didn't pay me any money to, I gave him a matana. So if I really gave it to him in Matana, but I want to be Mekabel Achrayus on it. I gave him Matana, but Karka that's worth $500,000. And in the event the Karka will take it away because of Malhava, I owe $5 million to somebody else. And the Malva is going to come to me, I'm broke. The Malva is going to go to, look, I gambled away all the money. And the Malva is going to go to the Mekabel Matana, he's going to take away the Karka. So, but I wanted to give him $500,000 worth of Karka and was just taken away. So if I write down Sodei Mechura Lecho, that on a Sodei, that's really Sodei Nesuna Lecho, what I meant to say was, I'm a Kabbal Achrayis. It's a Matana Achrayis. Mechazadeh Mnerosa. What did he say? A Matana Bikish Lipnalo. It's really a Matana Vala Mekosa Loshanacha. Kedeli Apis says Koichoi, that it should have Achrayis. Yeah. Tosfos says maybe there's another Nafkamina Ladina. What's the din? Dina de Bar Metzra. There's a din. He lines up in the pasuk about Sisa Yashav Atoy, pasuk in Chumash Dvarim, that if I'm selling a karka, selling a house, and if my karka is next to my next door neighbor's karka, and he's interested by the karka, and a stranger is interested, so Yosha dictates I should really, if it's selling for the same amount of money, Yosha dictates I should sell it to the next door neighbor, so he'll be able to do the avodas hakarka straight on the two karkos that are one next to the other. He won't have to buy a field somewhere else and do avodas hakarka on one plot over here, another plot over there. Well, let's say the homes are near each other. So the homes are near each other. Let's say he has over guests, so he has a big family. He doesn't have enough room in his house. So he's going to have half of the guests, half of the family is going to be sleeping in his house. Half of the family is going to be sleeping in my house. So we assume Shulchan Aruch, there's a din of this. Shaila is a din of the Bar Mitzvah on a home where people live. We assume there is din of the Bar Mitzvah because I'll have half the guests sleeping in my house, half the guests sleeping in his house. So the whole issue of din of the Bar Mitzvah is only if I'm selling it. If I'm selling the house, I'm selling the carcass. That's not right. Why should I sell it to a stranger? Let me sell it to the next day. He's going to pay the same amount of money anyway. But if I'm giving a matana to someone, what do you mean? I have to give a matana to the next door neighbor? I'm not interested in giving a matana. I'm chuyiv to sell it to the next door neighbor. I'm not interested in selling it. I like this guy. I want to give him a matana. So whenever you give him a matana, it's not subject to the din of the machusa. It's not subject to the din of the bar mitzvah. Sisa Yoshua Taib doesn't apply over there. So maybe that's what it means over here. He wrote the two lashonis in the same shtar. Sodim sun lachav matana sodim mechura lachav. And the reason why he wrote both is Gedeliapas Koicha. Really, really it was what? Really, it was really B'mecher. It was really B'mecher. And the reason why he writes Matana, that it shouldn't be subject to Din the Bar Mitzvah, but that's going to say in the same shtar. It's going to say, Son L'Sun L'Cham Matana Son L'Mechur L'Cha. So the Bezin will realize it's a fake. It was really a Mecher. And just wrote Son of the Sun Lucham Matana that it shouldn't be subject to the Din of the Bar Mitzvah. So Taisa says, no, you can mimikaim that pshat. He gave him two shtars. He gave one shtar that says only Son of the Sun Lucham Matana. One shtar says Son of the Mechur Lucham. And he really sold it. He really sold it. But he wrote a false shtar, Son of the Sun Lucham Matana. So in the event that the next neighbor will come and tumul, why did you sell it to him? Why don't you sell it to me? He said, the Lekech really paid $1 million for the field. He'll produce the shtar that says B'sheker is given to him in Matana, so he's going to win. Yeah, that's not right to do that. That's not right to do that. That's what Tosfos said. Yeshlam Shnei Shtaros Kosev Olam. If you say it like that, then it means that he wrote him two different shtaros, not in one shtar. But according to the other pshat, that he really the Matana Bikish Lipna, he really wrote it in one shtar. He really gave him a Matana. He didn't charge any money at all. But the reason why he wrote Sodin this Mechur Lecho, that is, he's Mekabel Achrayis on himself in case it'll be taken away from the Lokeach, it'll be taken away by the Malve, then I'll reimburse the Lokeach again. He's not a Lokeach, he's a Mekabel Matana. But Matana Bikish, it's really a Matana. In case it will be taken away, I'll give him the value of the karka as if he had paid money for it. He's Mekabel Achrayis. Then Tosfos quotes a third possibility, the last four lines in Tosfos. Yishalmi the kirk and before she yipakech sham matana hainu gabi bor vedus what those mishnais and bor vebasra. When you sell when you sell a house, what's included in the house? Is the furniture included, the furniture not included? If you didn't say explicitly, best as you should say, were the mezuzahs included or not? You should really say explicitly everything. So the Mishnah has all the details. So some Tanoim distinguish and they say, Hanoisein, Bain Yofu Hanoisein, and Amoicha Bain Rahu Moicha. If you're selling it, so you want it to pay for every little bit. So you're not including everything in the sale. If you have a Barbados, so that's not included, you're keeping that for yourself. But if you're giving it the Matana, so Hanoisein, Bain Yofu Hanoisein, the Gemara has such a Tana, who distinguishes between a Matana and a Mecha. So that would also make sense that you have both Lashonis in the same shtar. And it was really the Mecher, and he only wrote the Matana. The Gemara's case is he had both Lashonis in the same shtar. It was really the Matana, and he only wrote Mecher, to be Mekabel Achrayis, in case it will be taken away from the Mekabel Matana. But it could be has that both Lashonis in the same shtar, and it's the reverse. It was really a Mecher. Not like the Gemara, not like the Bavli says, he was really a Mecher, and he wrote Matan in order that more should be included, that the Bor Vadu should be included. According to that Tana, that Mecher Bain Roa, who Mecher, and Noisa Matan is Bain Yofa, who Noisa. Yofa means he's giving more. Ein Roa doesn't mean I'm giving an Ein Hora, it means I'm El Cheapo, I'm a cheap guy, I'm not including everything in the sale, I'm keeping part of this stuff for myself. Okay. Yeah, well, what kind of business is this? What kind of business is this? He write the Lashon in the Shtar, and it's not true. He writes two Lashonis in the Shtar. If he writes two different Shtaris, and the guy's going to pull out the Shtar Matana in case the next night he's going to tumult, that's really Sheker. That you're not allowed to do that. That shot, that you're not allowed to do. That Shaloika did. But if you write that both Lashonis in the same shtar, so that's permissible. And the reason why he wrote the extra Lashon, either the extra Lashon is the Mecher, the extra Lashon is the Matana, is Kedeli Apis as Koichai. That's permissible. The Shail is though, but it's Sheker. What do you mean the Apis as Koichai? So the answer is, that's not Sheker. I make Lahidos Baldin, that is given Matana. I make Lahidos Baldin, that is given the Mecher. I can make Lahidos Baldin on anything. If I write two different shtaris and he's going to pull out whichever shtar is in his best interest, that's Keneged Adin, that's a Ganaf. That guy's a gangster, but he writes the both Lashonis in the same shtar. And he wrote the extra Lashon in order to the Yapas as Koichai. It's not that he's going to pull out one shtar when it's one case, one shtar when it's the other case. He's going to pull out the one shtar. That's okay. That's not a taina that it's a Lashon Shel Sheker.
But if you come and ask me, hey, was it a Mecher or was it a Matana? I have to answer one or the other.
So I'll say which it was, and I say I wrote the other Lashon, Liyapas as Koichai. The only question is, how can it be Liyapas as Koichai? It's Sheker. The answer is, you can write any Sheker you want, because the Hoidah is spelled in. I made a Hoidah is spelled in, that it's also a Matana. I made a Hoidah is spelled in, that it's also a Necher. As long as I'm not deceiving anyone. If I give them two different stories, and I say, pull out whichever is in your best interest, that's against the Halacha, that's Geneva. But if I write everything in one star, and I say it's really A, but I wrote B, Liyapas as Koichos. Even though B doesn't really correspond to reality, I made a Hadoah spelled in that it was B. So it's good. It's a good way of saying Liyapas as Koichos.
If it's really Sheker, why does the Gemara say Harizon and Tuna from Mechura? Wouldn't one of them not be true?
Why does the Gemara say what? Harizon, Mechura, and Nasuna?
Why does the Gemara acknowledge that we tried to do work?
The Brisa says the Reis Mechura and Suna. If he wrote the both Lashonis in the same shtar, if he wrote two Lashonis in two different shtaris, that's not. He's going to get away with the shtick. If no one's going to know, he's going to get away with it. But you're not allowed to do that.
Why not?
The Prat and the Brisa says he wrote the both Lashonis in the same shtar. Taisa just says if he wrote in the two different shtaris, he's a gangster, but he may get away with it. But that's not permissible.
I thought Tosa was giving pshat in the bright, though, that the Yishlomar, the Shnei Shtarot, and you pick whichever one you want. So
yeah.
The
Gemara
is acknowledging that it's valid.
He'll win in a Din Torah, but it's Keneged Adin, because it's not right. if they both would have been in the same shtar, he would not get away with the shtick. So that's the issa.
The writer is saying that in a finale we have no way of stopping us.
If that's the pshat and the brisa, pashim pshat and the brisa doesn't mean that. Pashim pshat and the brisa means it's really b'matana, and he wrote mecher k'dei apsus sukocha chay b'achrayis, or it's really a mecher, and he wrote b'matana l'apsus sukocha. It should be noisen by nyofel hanoisen. The other two pshatim and
tesis. Could it be that also?
Could
you say that the shnei sh'arav pshat? Doesn't Mark Subas discuss the case where he wrote two different shtaros?
That what?
Where he wrote two different shtaros, one was a matana and one was a makar, where it didn't seem to have
But not allowed to do that. That's Kenegedat Din. He's going to pull out the shtar that says it's a matana when the next neighbor comes to Tumu. So he's cheating the next neighbor. That's a sheker. He's making a hados baldin, be sheker, in order to cheat the next neighbor. That you're not allowed to do that. He's in violation of the din of Dina the Bar Mitzvah.
Does it only work because Besdin doesn't know that he has two shtaros?
Yeah.
What would happen if Besdin knew that he had two shtaros?
They won't let him get away with it. Exactly. No. It's big and even. Shaloi kiddin. The other two pshat ma kiddin. Okay. Good.
That's about them, which isn't true.
You can make a hadas badin even though the Gemara says hadas. The Gemara says in the beginning above a mitzvah hadas badin is leisid b'hakchasha b'hazama. Even if you have 100 edim say against the hadas badin, doesn't matter the hadas badin. He looked at mazmin. He says, I admit that I broke your window on Sunday. I drove my car into him. The edim I made, he wasn't even in North America on Sunday. He was in Russia on Sunday. It's leisid b'hakchasha b'hazama. Hadas badin always wins. And you're permitted to do that. You can make a hadas badin. Let's say a guy marries a girl who's a grusha. A guy marries a girl who's a ba'ula. And the ksuba doesn't have to be masayim zuz. He doesn't want to humiliate the girl. So that he doesn't want to embarrass himself. But he's the one who is mazana with her. He knows whatever. He knows she's a ba'ula. So he writes in the ksuba that she's a psula. And he knows that it's not true. So he made a hadas badin. If he doesn't know that she's not a psula, and he writes psula, so then the Mishnah says that it's a mekachtos. So shayla, to what extent is it a mekachtos? Only mekachtos on the extra, on the masayim, or it's mekachtos on the whole amount of the ksuba. But if he knows that she's a bula, he knows that she's a grusha, and she doesn't desire so much ksuba, he knows that he doesn't care. He wants to cover up on it. So then hadas badin. Hadas badin. Even though it's sheker, he can make hadas badin b'sheker. We do it all the time. The Chosin tells the Edom, sign a ksuba. Everybody, all the married people, we all did like that. They signed a ksuba before we chuppah. They always signed a ksuba. The Ramah writes that minig used to be in Krakow, now the minig in Eretz Yisrael is not like the minig in the Ramah, that they signed a ksuba under the chuppah, after he says, Hariat Mekudeshesli. So then they signed a ksuba. We heard him say, Habei Lili Intu. But by us, the meaning in America is that we signed the ksuba before. So how are they signing that they heard him say Hariat Mekudeshesli? He didn't say it yet. It's sheker. The answer is he said, sign the ksuba. I make a hadas badin that I was mekadesh the girl already in Ayahu ksuba. So we signed the ksuba. We know it's not true. We sign because it's hadas badin. Hadas badin is good. Even if you know that it's sheker.
Why would there be a focus on Kinyan Udisa?
Why would there be?
Isn't there a focus on Kinyan Udisa?
What do you mean a machlek is by Udisa?
Yeah,
the Gemara says Udisa works. There's a machlek in Tesis whether Udisa really accomplishes a kinyan or just Udisa means I admit I want to give you the jacket the kinyan, so you should give me a handkerchief to be kind of the jacket. So instead of that I make a hadas badin. The jacket never belonged to me. I borrowed it from you. The jacket always belonged to you. Everybody knows it's not true. I've been wearing this jacket for the longest time. Never belonged to you. So if I make a hadas badin, so the Gemara says it works. So what do you mean it works? So one day in Taisus says, you will win in the Din Torah. Besdin will force me to give you the jacket, but the jacket doesn't belong to you yet. It still belongs to me. And the other opinion of Taisus says, no, when you make a hadisa, that constitutes a kinyan. If the jacket already belongs to you now, even before the Besdin awards it to you. That's two opinions in Taisus. Whether hadisa is really a bona fide kinyan, no, hadisa means a hadas badin, so Besdin will make me give you the jacket, but it doesn't belong to you until you actually get it. That is a machlokes in Taisus. Shain, so we learn now from a pasuk that kesef is kind of karka. We learn from a pasuk that shtar is kind of karka. Then you learn from the third pasuk that chazaka is kind of a karka. Either one pasuk, another pasuk, shain, chazaka is kind of a karka. Then the Mishnah says the metaltalim, aniknim, the mishicha. So that's a machlekes of Yechon and Eishlokish, where the Dvar Torah Mois Koines and Mishicha and Hagbo is only with the Rabbanon. That's how we assume, like Rabbi Yechonah. The Mishnah is telling you, Din the Rabbanon. Takanta the Rabbanon Katani, the Gemara says, or according to Reish Lakish, this is the Din the Raisi. You learn from the Pasuk. Chizim, according to Miyad Misacha, Dabar Nikna Miyad Liyad. So according to Reish Lakish, that Pasuk means Miyad Liyad, that Mishicha and Hagbo, Mishicha before Reish is Minatur. So that most of Rishanim assume, we pass like Rabbi Yechonah. The Dvar Torah Mois Koines and Mishicha is only with the Rabbanon. We spoke yesterday a little bit. Then the Gemara says it's an institution of Kinyan Agav. Fine. That's based on the Pasuk Dibra Hayom in base. Okay. And that was the Machlekes we spoke of yesterday. Rabbi Kivegas steering between the two Taisus and the Taisus and Kiddushan holds that Agav is their Isa. And the Taisus in the first paragraph of Baba Kama holds that Agav is only with the Rabbanon. Fine. So now the Gemara has a Shailam. Three lines from the bottom. Iboy Luhu. The Bnei HaYeshiva had a suffix. Dinan Tzivurim. Oiloi. In order that Kinyan Agav should work, do you require that the metalfim should be al gabi hakarka? The only time that they nicknim agav the karka is if they're sitting on top of the karka. Well, you say, although maybe you don't need sevur. The karka is here, and the metalfim is in a different continent. Maybe it's nicknamed the agav, even though the metalfim are not sitting on top of the karka. So Gemara is going to bring rice and rice and rice, matchol and rice. The final maskana is shmamino, lo bein tziburim, shmamino. That's on chabzayin amir alf. About 15, 20 lines from the top. So the line ends with the word shmamino. So it says shmamino, lo bein tziburim, shmamino. That's the maskana. You don't need tziburim. Then Gemara has the suffix yiboilu after that. Right in the middle of Chavzayin and Aleph, after the two dots. Yiboilu mi bein and agav aloi bein. Do you have to say the words agav? You have to say, I'm makna the metalim agav the karka. Just say, I want to sell you the karka and the metalim, however much each one is worth, and make a kinyan on the karka. And it's all understood that the kinyan will work on the metalim, but you didn't use that word agav. Do you have to use that word? Toshma, that we have so many cases that agav is mentioned, never says a word about the word agav. Look, Tani agav never says, you've got to be medayik from the prices. He never says kini miktani. He never said I want you to be kaina. It's self understood. So maybe this is also self understood. So you can't prove anything. So what's takadidin? What's takadin? So the Gemara repeats again the shaila from Hilchasa Tzivurim Loibinan. And the previous shaila that we started on the bottom of Chavavim and Aleph, and it keeps on going on and on the whole Amid base and the top of Chavzainim and Aleph, the first 20 lines. We already came to Maskana Shmam and Allah Bin Tziburim. The Gemara repeats the Psak. Hilchas at Tziburim Loi Binon, Aba Agav Bekni Binon. But you do have to use the word Agav. That's the Gemara. So the Rambam found this strange. What does the Gemara repeat again? Hilchas at Tziburim Loi Binon. We just said five lines earlier. Shmam and Allah Bin Tziburim Ba Shmam and Allah. Then there's a new Shadda. They need Agav. Gemara says, Hilchas Agav Bekni Binon. Why did it have to repeat again? So the Rambam understood that this is connected. Tziburim loy beinon. If it's not tziburim, then you need agav akni. But whenever it is tzavur, whenever tzavur means piled up, whenever the metal are piled up on top of the karka, then you don't need agav. And you don't have to say agav akni. So the Rabbi is masig on the Rambam. He said this hamafarish hazeh. That's akrum epshat, that these two are connected. He says they're not connected. The Gemara just repeating, hilchus tzivurim labi, and we just said before, you don't need tzivurim. That's one story. Then there's another story that you do need agav. You always need agav. Even if tzivurim, you still have to use the word agav. If you don't use the word agav or an equivalent in some other language, then it's no good. And the Rambam learns now that the two psokim are connected. If it is tzavur, then you don't need agav. If it's not tzavur, then you do need agav. Yeah. So the Gemara is going to quote a whole bunch of rice to prove whether you need tzavur or not. If you have tzavur, so what do you need the whole kinyan agav? Let it be a kinyan chotzer. Let it be a kinyan chotzer then. It's not mechatzah sheni mishtameres. Let's say I'm gonna be makna. We're living in New York, and I'm makna to you a field in Eretz Yisrael. The field has no fences, and I'm talking on the telephone. And the field has no fences, and there are pears on the field, so the Arabs can come and steal all the pears. So there's any mishtameres. No one is watching it over there. I just know that the metalplim are on top of the karka. So that's what the Gemara says. I could be makna. Maybe it could be makna, but it's not koina with the kinyan chotzer. If it's a chotzer sheni mishtameres, then it's not koina. Then it's not koina. But if it's tzivurim, if the din would require tzivurim, can't ask a kasha, so let it be koina with the kinyan chotzer. It's sheni mishtameres, so it's not koina. Okay. So the Gemara is going to come to maskan that you don't need tzivurim. Good. You don't need tzivurim. So Omer Rav Yosef Toshma, fine. On the bottom of Chavov Amar Aleph, Rav Yosef is going to bring a raya, one way or the other. Rabbi Akiva Omer, the Mishnah says, karka kolshu, a teeny weeny little bit of karka. The Gemara takes it literally. Karka kolshu, mamash an inch by an inch of karka. Chayev is bepeya. How can it be chayev is bepeya? Tosis quotes the Yerushalmi. It says when you start, the Chumash says when you start to do the Ktzira, then you become b'chuyif to leave peya. That the whole thing is only an inch by an inch, and there's only one blade of tvua growing there. Before he does the Ktzira, he's not chayv and peya. When he does the Ktzira, there's nothing left to leave peya with. So how can you say karka koshu is chayv and peya? So they quote Yerushalmi that gives an answer on it. Okay. They really understood, literally, karka kosher means it's only enough room for one little thing to grow. Chayev is b'peya, ube bikurim. Okay. If you buy peiris min ashuk, you're not chayev in bikurim. You only chayev in bikurim if the sod that belongs to you. Those that don't own a field, even if they do own, they own a house, but they don't own the field where the bikurim grew, where the peiris grew, so they're not chayev in bikurim. You have to say, hinei beishis, reishis, bihadoma, Hashem, karka that it grew on has to belong to me. It doesn't help if I live in a house. The karka that it grew on has to belong to me. So if it's karka kolshehu is chayev is bebikurim, okay. V'lichtav aleha pruzbul. What's it in a pruzbul? Pruzbul is a takonas ezra, is a takonas atanoim. Mishnah has pruzbul is a takonas the rabbonis. In the middle of Mishnah is gittin. What is pruzbul? That when Shemitah comes to an end, Shviz Mishametas is a halvois. So the Torah says that if somebody asks for a loan, you shouldn't be concerned that he may not, if it's mamish, he's asking for a loan a week before the end of Shemitah. So I don't have to lend him the money. The guy's a wise guy. He wants to borrow money, he doesn't want to pay it back. The Pashup Shat and the Pusuk doesn't apply in such a case. It's a year before Shemitah began. So it says you shouldn't be concerned about the fact that it may take him over 2 years to pay back, and then Shemitah is going to come to a close. Normal people, he's a normal guy. Why should you be Choshev B'Kshem? He's not going to pay in 2 years, and then Shemitah is going to come to a close. If it's a half a week before the end of Shemitah, so then you do have a right to say, come to me next week, I'll lend you the money. I don't have the money this week. But if it's 2 years before, then al yerel abapchot, then you should lend him the money. So what happens? I lend the money, and then he doesn't pay, and Shemitah is coming to a close, so I'm going to lose all the money. So if you moisesh the rois of the bezdin, then shviz is not mishametis, and then they made a takana derabanan. Not only if you actually moisesh the rois of the bezdin goes and collects from the lover, even you'll write a pruzbul, you make a declaration. An oral declaration. I'm giving over all of my choivas to this and this bezin. I say there are three people. And I'll go and I'll collect the choiv as representing the bezin, and I'll pocket the money. So that's a takana derabbanan. That's what we said yesterday. Taisis and Hashalech and Gittin is all the opinion. Even Pruzbul Rokhs Ben HaTorah. And the Mishnah calls it a takana, means Dorash V'Hiskin. They publicized it. And most of the Rishonim say it's not so. That Pruzbul is only takana derabbanan. The only machlokes is whether Moshe Shteros of the bezin is the Raisa the Rabban. So that's a machlekes, Rashi and Tesis and Makkas. Rashi holds that even Moshe Shteros of the Beznin is only Midi Rabban. That doesn't work. And we usually assume like the Tosfos did. The Moshe Shoros Bezdin is a din d'oraisa, and Prus is a din d'rabbanan. So Prus will only works if you Moshe Shoros the Bezdin, if yesh lo lalove karka. If the loiv doesn't have karka, then it doesn't help. So that's what the Mishnah says in Peah, even yesh lo karka kolshehu. He has just a tiny little piece. I'm lending him $100 million. If he has an inch by an inch of karka, kaisumala Prus. But what's the significance? What's the relevance of yesh lo laloive karka? Why does that help? Why is the Prus only work of yesh lo karka? So the top tesis on Omer Beis has famous tesis. Has two explanations. So Abin and Tom says the reason why, because it's kigobi dummy, a little bit kigobi dummy. What do you mean kigobi dummy? If I lent him $5 million and he has a kark an inch by an inch, so you say because he has the loy that has an inch by an inch, so that's kigavi dami on the whole $5 million. That Tosis quotes a Gemara Ksuba is daf tzadikal ktenu dabai. The gavi v'chada gavi. I can the malve can collect a little bit of karka, and he'll be yotze $1. The karka is worth $1, but he owes him another $4 million, etc. dollars. So if the loive will give him $1 in order to buy back the karka. And when the loiva borrowed the money from the malva, he wrote, "I'm mishabed the karka now, get in the future as well." So let's say the time that he borrowed the money, he didn't have this karka. At the time the loiva borrowed the money, didn't have any karka at all. But he bought this teeny weeny inch by an inch of karka later. So since he wrote the ekni, "I'm mishabed the karka that I will buy in the future," so that karka was nishtabed. Then the malva collected it, because he owes him $5 million. The karka is worth $1. So then the loiva says, "I'd like to buy it back." So he pays the malva $1 and he gets back the karka. So but he was mishabed the ekni, all the karka that he'll get in the future. So the karka becomes mishubed again. So the malva can collect it a second time. And then the loiva will say, "But I'd like to have it back." So if he's such an idiot, each time keeps on buying it back 5 million times, so then the malva will keep on. He has to say, "I'm buying it back on the condition that the shibud should not be chal." Okay, but if he forgot to say that 5 million times, so he can be gavi because of the gavi. It's a far-fetched case, the one that I gave. The karka is only worth $1, and he owes him $5 million, and it doesn't catch on until after 5 million times. So that's what the Rabbi Tam claims, that it should be gavi domi. You have a little bit the fact that the loiva has karka as kigavi domi, a little bit because it's Moshe Shteros of the Bezdin. That's why there's no din of lo yigos. Kigavi domi is no din of lo yigos. So you put together a half and a half, it's considered kigavi domi. The first day in Tosis is different. Prusbul works because it's Moshe Shteros of the Bezdin. It's not because he has karka and it's kigavi domi. Moshe Shteros of the Bezdin, there's no lo yigos on the Bezdin. Why do you need that yesh lo karka? That's a different reason why, because if he ain't lo karka, then it's a milsud lo shchicha. I should lend $1 million to a man who doesn't have any karka, he may not be able to pay later on. So milsud lo shchicha, they never made a takana derabon. That's the two reasons in Tosa. So that reason is difficult. The Rani Gittin on Daf Lamed Zayin, where the Gemara says that, so the Rani Gittin quotes the Kasha, that the Mishnah says Beferish and Shvias. If the loiva doesn't have any karka, then you can't write a Prus book. So what are you going to do? You're going to lose your money? So the Mishnah says, no, let the malva, I lent them $5 million, let the malva be makna a karka kol shehu. Malva has a rich man. So the malva will be makna karka kol shehu to the loiva. If the loiva is here, he's not going to take it. So the loiva is not here. So the malva will tell the Bezdin, "I'd like to do a favor to the loiva. I want to be maknahin karka kosher." So as soon as the loiva is going to find out about it, I'm going to say, "I don't want it." So it doesn't matter. Right now we do zochen liyadim shlovifon. Aye, but it's a zochen in order to be mechayivim. So we'll make a lot of that over here. Strictly speaking, it doesn't work. It's a takona derabon. It doesn't work in that term. The whole principle is only takona derabon. So part of the takona derabon was that the malva could be maknah the karka kosher to the loiva, in order to be able to write the Prusma. So that's what the Rani is. A milsa la shchicha la tikna by rabbanon depends on the shas halva. It doesn't help if he lent them $5 million and he didn't have any karka, so then it is a milsa lo shchicha. So the takana shouldn't apply. What does it help if the malva is makna after the halva? Malva is makna karka kol shehu to the loive. What does it help later on? But b'shas halva is a milsa lo shchicha. So that's why they have tainus against the first pshat and taisim. That's what motivated, perhaps that's what motivated Rabbi Natan to give his pshat. Rabbi Natan is a little megumkam though. It's a, there's no din of loyigos whenever it's kigavi dami. Let's say Amava is chaver ala mashkin. I lent him $1,000 and gave me his diamond watch. And the watch is worth $1,000. So there's no din of loyigos. I don't have to go knock on the door to ask him to. The Amava doesn't have to go beg the loyigos, please pay me back the money. I don't have to beg him. I have his mashkin. He's not going to pay the money. I'm not going to give him back the mashkin. Goodbye. So there's no din of loyigos. And if our Moses throws to the Bezin, there's no din of loyigos. The Bezin is collecting. The loyig is going to run to the Bezin to pay. He's going to have their cheres. Only if it's a private person, then it's called loyigos. If Bezin is the one who's in charge of collecting, the Bezin doesn't have to knock on anybody's door. They just sit and they wait, and they're going to send a letter to the loyver. You have to pay the money. There's no violation of loyigos. So here, Rabbi Tam learns, if it really would have been Moses Shteroi Sele Bezin, that would have solved the problem. It really would have been Malvala Mashkin, that's loyigos, that would solve the problem. If Purzbo is a little bit Moses Shteroi Sele Bezin, and since it's Yeshla Karka, it's a little bit like Yeshlo Malvala Mashkin, so half of this and half of this, half and a half is a whole. So Doichik Psham, what do you mean? Two different reasons why there's no loyigos. One is a little bit loyigos because the Bezin is involved, but it's not really Bezin. I made a declaration, I'm giving it to Bezin, and I'm going to collect on behalf of the Bezin, and I'm going to pocket it for myself. So what kind of shtick is that? So that's not really Moses Shteros of the Bezin. But the Rabbanu, we considered as a ke'ilu, so it's a little bit Moses Shteros of the Bezin. And I don't really have, the Malva doesn't have a mashkin, just has, the Leida has karka, and the karka is a little bit kegobi dummy. Beishamei hold. There's a machlek of Basil and Beishamei, whether Shtarchoev and Maligva is kegobi dummy, Allah kigavi dami. If there's a milvah bishtar, and the loiv has karka, so shibin lechosa means the karkos of the loiv aknuim to the malvah. So the Beis Shammai hold from this to a stronger extent than the Beis Hillel. Shammai hold that the malvah is considered the muchzak on the choiv. Since the karkos of the loiv aknuim to the malvah with respect to gviya, if there be a suffix where he has to pay the money, Sofik and Halvor, so Beis Shammai's opinion, we don't pass him. Beis Shammai's opinion is that whenever there's Sofik Mammon, Hamoitzim, Machvel, the Mursak wins. Who is considered the Mursak? So Beis Shammai say the Malva is considered the Mursak, because since he has a star and the Shiba Nechosim, so the Karkos of the Lord, according to the Malva, with respect to Gvir. So it's considered Beshusay of the Malva. We pass him like the Silla, Shtachav, Hamadling, Vislav, Kigavidom, but a little bit Kigavidom. It's a little bit Kigavidom. So it's a little bit Kigavui. Along the lines of a mashkin, if it would have been malvala mashkin, it wouldn't be a din of shmita because it's not lakrani b'leigas. Would have been really Moses shteros lebezin, there wouldn't be a din of leigas. So it's a half this and a half that. So you put together half and a half, but it's a half of apples and half of potatoes. How do they blend in together? So the first pshat in Taisus is problematic. It's against the Mishnah. Mishnah says you can be mezaka the karka after the shas alvor. How does that become a milsa d'shchicha? Milsa lo shchicha depends on the shas halva. The Rabbi Natan started also a dechi. It's a problem. We don't know exactly what's going on here. That's what it says in the Mishnah. You can only write a principle if yesh lo karka.
According to the Ran that uses the Mishnah Shviit, that we're machne and the karka to the loka, and it's really a low below, I'm just going to talk about the Rabbana, I'm going to give it to him. Would that be a raya that has to be based in the verse of Haknot, not just the Hafir? Because it's not a Kuzak, it's a Kuzakar.
Hefke Bezin does work lahaknas. It does work. The only machlokes achreidim is whether it works min haTorah lahaknas. It only works min derabbana. But it does work lahaknas. That is correct. It does work lahaknas. We have rayas. This is one good raya. There are many rayas. The only shaila is the ktsais hold that it works lahaknas min haTorah. The ktsais holds like the Beis Yosef. It works lahaknas min haTorah. And the nesivas holds like the Rebbe Ben Yerucham. That it only works lahaknas min derabbana. Yeah. Nachon.
Rabbi said before about the loyigos not applying a week. Is that misvara or Rabbi Yosef? That misvara that loyigos doesn't apply a week before? That if someone asks for a loan?
Yeah, I think that's the pasuk pshat in the pasuk. You shouldn't feel bad. What do you mean feel bad? The guy's a wise guy. He's borrowing the money.
You're going to lose the money.
Even
a week before.
Lo yerbeinecha means when it's not reasonable. It's way before the end of Shemitah. But it's holding mamish 2 days before. He's not going to pay before. That's not lo yerbeinecha. I think that's the posh pshat. That's not included in the pasuk.
In a lot of the other institutions that the Rabbanim have to be able to be using the Rabbanim to square, they're based on how you can raise an after. So, what would this be? If it was only, if being Machmir is only the Rabbanim, what's it based on?
Midrabban? It only works Midrabban. Okay.
The Ketshuva and Siman Ben and Koshin Ishon says, what's the Dirk Yosef?
No, there are many rights from the Gemara to what you say, that it does work lahaknas lachem. The only machlokes achrenim was big machlokes of Hashem, whether that's the rights of the Rabbanim, but it does work. Where are you reading it? Not familiar. You have to go with the Divrei Emes. We call him Divrei Emes. Divrei Emes was Asfardi, so we can follow him. Okay. But the Divrei Emes also Asfardi, so we're allowed to follow him. So what does the Mishnah say? The Gemara takes the Mishnah literally. Karka kolshu, chayev is bepeyo, however that works. Ube bikurim, however that works. Lichtavala pruz balukhe valiknesim and achosim she'ena machrayis. That kinyan agav works. You can be maknim a taltal in magav karka, even though the karka is only an inch by an inch. V'hi amrit binu tzivurim, if agav only works, if the metaltal is sitting on top of that karka, so kolshu hula machosi, what can you put already on top of an inch and an inch? And for the Gemara, you can put a machat, you can stick a needle in, an inch by an inch, enough room to put a machat. Frek the Gemara, what are you talking about? Amalei Rab Yosef, Rab Yosef got angry at Rab Shmuel Bar Bista. Kavastan, what are you nuts? Ich batan lashmin and machat. Tana tells me, hold in, you can be machat and a talkamag of karka. He's talking about selling a machat. Rab Ashi said, what did he get so upset about? Man lehem lo talabay maganisa, the shabli alfei zuzi. Maybe he has a machat sticking in the ground, standing up in an inch by an inch, and there's a pearl, there's a margolis on top of the machat. Also a far-fetched case. Okay. So you can't tell one way or the other. Whether the Mishnah...
Margolis right on the karka.
Huh?
Margolis, the size of an inch by an inch, is pretty big. You put a diamond there, you got 50 carats.
No, the karka...
You don't need a machat. You can put a very expensive item there.
Yeah. You don't need the machat, okay. The Gemara says, Tola de Marganisa. He put a margolis on top of the machat. You say, what do you have to put the margolis on top of the machat? Put the margolis on top of the karka. I don't know. Good question. Tola bo means tola on the karka or tola on the machat? I thought it meant tola on the machat.
Then isn't it overhanging on the sides on someone else's karka?
He has to be careful. It should be on top of this karka. The Gemara says, you can't tell. You can't tell from that case. Toshma, another case. Each case they're going to quote, they're going to finally say, you can't reinterpret. Toshma, another case. Amrav Loza. Maisa b'medoni echad. There was a Canadian, or a New Yorker, whatever. Medoni is from the city Madon. What does Rashi say? Me'osam okam. It says, Yeshua. Melech Madon echad. Madon is a city somewhere in Eretz Yisrael. Fine. So there was a guy, some Madoni. Shehai b'Yerushalayim. He was born in Madon. But he lives in Yerushalayim. Hoy lo taltalim harbe. He keep big hishlit matona to Pliny. Omer loy, and Pliny is not here. Omer lo, en lo takona, at shiaknein al gabi karka. He meet a kinyan aga. Me osa holach v'lokach beisela, somach li Yerushalayim. He bought a little karka. So the Gemara thought beisela, Gemara originally thought beisela, and sell as a madbeya, half a dollar, let's say. So he bought a karka the size of a half a dollar, beisela. Was going to say, no, Beisela means a rocky area that's worthless, that nothing can grow and you can't build any houses there. It's a rocky area. So the first thing Mar thought, the size of a seller. Samach Yerushalayim. Why didn't he buy in Yerushalayim? Why did he buy Samach Yerushalayim? So the Mefarshim said, because Yerushalayim, there's a machlokes in Bava Kama. And in the end of Meruba, where Yerushalayim learned Eschal Kalashvatim and Eschal Kalashvatim. It's a historical machlokes and it's a halachic machlokes. And Yeshua ben Nun divided Eretz Yisrael. He knew Baruch HaKodesh that the Beis HaMikdash is going to be built in Yerushalayim. And with respect to the Beis HaMikdash, it says in Parshas Re'eh, Amokim Risha, V'hoi Amokim Shiv Hashem Mikol Shiv Techem, Losem Eshmoy Shom, the location, the city, which HaKodesh Baruch Hu would choose, Mikol Shiv Techem. That's where you should build the Beis HaMikdash. So he understood, so there's a Machloik the Satanayim, what does that mean, Mikol Shiv Techem? So we paskin like the sheet that Yerushalayim learned is Chal Kadosh Vatim. Eretz always Avram Avida made a kinyan on Eretz Yisrael when Hakadosh Baruch Hu told him Kum Hisal Barta Or Kol Rochbo Kilcho Et Neno. So the Gemara in Yesh Nechlan has a discussion. How do you translate the word Kilcho Et Neno? Is that a promise in the distant future? Walk around Eretz Yisrael, and that'll be a similar banecha that'll be nochali kavish. That's how Rashi and Chumash quotes. It'll be easy to conquer Eretz Yisrael. It wasn't so easy. It took 7 years of wars. But it'll be easy to conquer Eretz Yisrael. And at that time, when Yeshua ben Nun will conquer Eretz Yisrael, then you will acquire ownership of Eretz Yisrael. Oh no, we don't pass like that. We pass and walk around the border, and that will constitute a kinyan chazaka, kiluch etenenu right now. When you walk around the borders, that constitutes the kinyan chazaka. That's how we pass. And the Mishnah in Bava Basra around Daf Kufa so has a machlokes that plays in the Chachamim. Was that a Hayrasha once in the history of the world on the assumption that that was the Kinyan? Eretz was nikna, are they walking on the borders? Was that a Hayrasha once in the history of the world? Or does it even apply Bizman Hazeh? I want to sell a pardes to somebody else. I'll tell them, walk around the borders and that will constitute the Kinyan Chazot. So we paskan, it was once in the history of the world. It doesn't apply Bizman Hazeh, but it's clear that we pass from Halacha that Kiduch HaTeneno that constituted a kinyan. So Avram Avinu died, so went to Yerusha to Yitzchak. Yitzchak died, went to Yerusha to Yaakov, that went to the Shvatim. So then they had to make a Chalukah, so it belonged to Klal Yisrael. Eretzel belonged to Klal Yisrael. So when they made the Chalukah, so they made this is Shifta Shal Yehuda, this is Shifta Shal Binyamin, Shifta Shal Yisachar, Zvulun, and so on. Everybody got a share. So we assume La Halacha Yerushalayim was never in Eschal Kalashvatim, because the Beis HaMikdash is supposed to be built by Mokam Shivach Hashem Mikol Shev Techem, supposed to be built on a location. The whole city should belong to all of the Shvatim. So if it really was in Eschal Kalashvatim, the way you usually assume, the half of Yerushalayim belonged to Yehuda, half of Yerushalayim belonged to Binyamin, then it's not Mikol Shev Techem, it's only from Shevet Yehuda, Shevet Binyamin. Yerushalayim is never in Eschal Kalashvatim, but belonged to all of the Shvatim together. The other Tana says, no, because Shiv Techem means the Eretz Yisrael was divided, half Yerushalayim, and the border dividing between Yehuda and Yamin cut through the Beis HaMikdash, cut through Yerushalayim, half Yerushalayim belonged to Yehuda, half Yerushalayim belonged to Binyamin. In the end of Sanhedrin, there's a Machlokes of Yechon Rish Lakish, but the Chol Kamirachas, Lishnei Shvatim, Machlokes in the days of Yeshua ben Nun, when they're dividing Eretz Yisrael, and there are cities all over the place, does it make sense that you draw the line in the middle of the city? Or do you say, no, that doesn't make sense. You go to the right or to the left. You don't draw a line in the middle of the city. So Tosfos says over there, there's a little Tosfos Yeshanim printed on the side of the daf, that the Machlokes only applies to all the other cities. Yerushalayim for sure was a divided city. Half of Yerushalayim belonged to Yehuda, half belonged to Binyamin. Why? Because Yerushalayim had a double status. It was both the capital of Eretz Yisrael, as the Makam of the Beis HaMikdash. As the capital of Eretz Yisrael, lo yosu Shevet Yehuda. The government has to be from Shevet Yehuda. So the capital has to be in Shevet Yehuda. Aber the Hashuas Hashchina says, Ubenk Seif of Shachen. How does it say by Binyamin? Avram Avinu, Yaakov Avinu gave the bracha to Binyamin. I think it's the Bichas Yaakov and Bichas Moshe. They both said the Shechina will be Shara Bechelka Shal Binyamin. So the Makom HaMikdash has to be Bechalka Shel Binyan. So Yerushalayim has the double status. It's Mikdash Melech and it's Ir Melucha. It's both. It's Mikdash Melech and the Makom of the Beis HaMikdash. That has to be B'Shevet Binyamin. And it's the Ir Melucha. It's the, officially the capital of Eretz Yisrael. So the capital has to be Yehuda. So that's what Tosfos says. The Machlokes Abyechem Reish Lakish, but the Cholkim Erachas L'Shnei Shvatim only applies to all the other cities. Doesn't make sense to draw the line in the middle of the city. But Yerushalayim for sure was divided in two because it had a double status.
First of all, isn't Yerani Dachas only on the
Sadmar? Or you can't any Yerani Dachas? Cannot make Yerani Dachas on the border. Yeah, on the border with the Goyim. Can't make on the border with the Goyim because they'll come and they'll even destroy the whole city. So they'll have a place to come into Eretz Yisrael. Yeah.
So.
So what do you do according to that Tana? According to the Tana, in the end of Perek Merubah in Bava Kan, the end of the seventh Perek. So according to the Tana that Yerushalayim was Nischatash, what did you do with Kol Shibtechem? So the Gemara says they made a collection, and they bought up all of the Shvatim, made a collection, all the Shvatim except for Yehuda. They made a collection. They paid Yehuda for his half of the city. They made a collection, paid Binyamin for the other half of Yerushalayim. So since they paid money for it, so that's called Nikol Shivtech, because they had a collection and they bought it up. And we passed on Lalacha that buying up is not enough. It has to be that it belonged to Nikol Shivtech. So the answer is, when they made the Chalukah, Yerushalayim was never included in the Chalukah. Yerushalayim was never included. So the Mainaf Kamina, Yerushalayim, not in Schalka, the Shvatim. Ancient history, whether it was in Schalka, was it in Schalka, and then they bought it up, or was it in Schalka at all, the Mainaf Kamina. So Naf Kamina, in Osim, you can't make here any Dachas, unless the city was in Schalka l'Shvatim. Because the Pasuk in Chumash says, Kisishma b'yachas arecha, asher shamakech nosen l'cha l'shvatecha. If you'll hear in one of the cities that's in Schalka l'Shvatim, that yatsa neshem el miyam yikarbecha bayadich as yoshvi yom deba. The din of bayis ha-menuga, tzaraz batim, is only if it's in the Pasuk, based on psukim. The din of bayis ha-menuga only applies if it's in Schalka l'Shvatim. Or the din of Mevi'im Egla Rufo, the city that's closest to the Cholo, you find a person murdered, a Jewish body murdered in Eretz Yisrael, so you have to measure to the cities that are closer. So Yerushalayim doesn't bring an Egla Rufo because we pass on Halacha and learn his Chalka L'Shvatim. So those are a few dinim the Gemara has, all based on Pesukim Mechumish, that only applies if it's in Chalka L'Shvatim. So the Gemara says in Megillah, the Gemara says in Masechus Megillah, when the Oile Regolim used to come, the Shalvash Regolim, Pesel Shavuot Sukkis, so people would let them sleep in their homes. Did they have the right to charge rent when they slept in their homes? So the Gemara says, Yerushalayim lo nischal kol shvatim. So they don't own the house. So they have no right to charge the rent. Shabbos, can they charge for the use of the bed? The bed is not part of Yerushalayim. Bed belongs to them. So that's a Machlokes HaTanaim, because the bed is sitting. The bed would be useless if it would be in midair. The bed is sitting on the karka that doesn't belong to you. That's a machlokes, and you charge from the use of the bed. But to charge for sleeping on the ground, you can't charge. I was once giving a shiur. So I was talking about the Gemara says in Psachim that you can only eat Korban Pesach on the ground floor. You can't eat. So I said, if there's a hotel in the Ir Atika and you want to eat the Korban Pesach, so Rabbi Simcha Cook was there, so he says in Hebrew, no one's going to make a hotel in Neir Atika if he can't charge rent. We pass from London, Schalka L'Shvatim, so no one's going to make any hotels there. You only make a hotel if you can make money on it. Yeah, okay, he's right. So whatever. So you can only eat Korban Pesach on the ground level. That's him. Can't eat on the higher higher floors. So that's what some Achrayim write. How come this Medoni, who wanted to make a Kinyan Agav, he lived in Yerushalayim. It says, "Ma'aseh b'Medoni echad shehoya b'Yerushalayim." So we wanted to make a Kenyan Agav. So why didn't he buy a Beis Sela in Yerushalayim? Why do you have to buy Samach Yerushalayim? The answer is, in Yerushalayim, it doesn't belong to him. It doesn't belong to the other guy. Lo nischalka l'shvatim. Doesn't belong to him. So therefore, you can't make a Kenyan Agav. So how did buy Samach Yerushalayim?
The reason why Yerushalayim wasn't Nischalka L'Shvatim was because Yeshua knew that the Beis Mikdash was going to be built there. And then how is it that David didn't know what the Makom Mikdash was?
That's a murderous kasha. Some Soif and the Tshuva asked that kasha. if the Yerushalayim is Lanas Chalka Leshvatim all along from day number one, so how come David HaMelech thought they should? David HaMelech, the Gemara says in Zvachim, was trying to figure out where should we build the Beis HaMikdash. So the Din says the Rabbanim should figure out on their own, and then they should consult the Novi. So he figured out on their own it should be in Ein Itim, and then when he consulted the Novi, Novi said, "You guessed wrong. It has to be in Yerushalayim." So how can he have a mina? Have a mina Ein Itim? The whole reason why none is Chalkan Leshvatim is because the Beis HaMikdash is going to be there. So they didn't know this from centuries before. Some sefer asked that kasha. Very good kasha. So I thought, because I live in America, so I think like this. Washington, D.C. is in the District of Columbia. Why? Because Washington is the capital. So the capital that we don't want, the capital should be, what are the two adjacent states? Delaware and
Virginia.
So we don't want the capital should be neither in Delaware nor in Virginia. So he put it in a Medina Mifnei Atzma. So there's a musaq that the capital should be Lonis Chalka Leshvatim. So maybe that's what David HaMelech thought. The real reason, the Gemara said, the real reason why Lonis Chalka Leshvatim is not because of the capital status. That's American shtick, Washington, D.C. The real reason was because HaMakim Shekol Sheftechem Beis HaMikdash has to be Lonis Chalka Leshvatim. But maybe David HaMelech made a mistake and he thought the capital has to be, but maybe the Beis HaMikdash has to be somewhere else. He didn't realize that it's because maybe the fact that it was Lanes Chalk Leshvatim was known, but the reason was forgotten. That was my suggestion. Some say he doesn't give that. He gives a different answer.
But until Zman David, Yerushalayim didn't function as the capital. Shaul's capital was in Giva, and Shoftim each had different capitals. Yerushalayim wasn't the capital, and he saw until Zman David.
Right, it's supposed to be the official capital. The Rambam in Perek Aleph and Hilchas Malachim quotes from the Talmud Yerushalmi. Yerushalayim is the official capital when you have the official government. The official government is Malchus Beis David. So David HaMelech made Yerushalayim the capital.
The Rambam held that Shaul, if Shaul wasn't Chodesh, so Shaul's Melucha was the same
Melucha as Malchus Shaul David. I don't know, it can't be the same. The Gemara says that only Yushem and Amishcha on the Malchay Beis David, when they did Meshicha on Shaul HaMelech, so it was with Shemin HaFarsimon. It wasn't real Shemin HaMishcha.
Tosfos over there says that that's only La'achar Malchus David, but by Shaul and Ishbosheth, because they were Kodam David, so it's Shemin HaMishcha.
I don't know. You got a problem? I don't know.
How do you buy a house in Yerushalayim? Can I go tell Yeshiva Takot, I'll get out, I want to live here?
That's a question. Yes, my mechutna has a house, mine, in the Rovas. What do you mean? It doesn't belong to him. He got the Adaris's home. The Adaris acquired ownership of the home. It's a near Atikal, and it's Chal Peleshvatim, I don't know. And why the one who lives there can't charge rent to the other girl? Why can't they kick him out? I mean, he invites them to stay. What do you mean he invites them? Why is he the Balabas? So there must be something over here. There's something missing over here. I don't know. Tosis is bothered with a kasha. Let's say you look straight ahead in the Beis HaMikdash. When we look straight ahead in Shul, so we're facing Mizrach, because we live to the west of Eretz Yisrael. We're supposed to daven facing Eretz Yisrael, facing Beis HaMikdash, so we daven facing west. But when you look, when you're in the Beis HaMikdash, and you're looking straight ahead, you're facing, again, when we look in Shul, we're facing east, because we live to the west of Eretz Yisrael. When you enter into the Beis HaMikdash, you're facing west. So the Gemara says, when you look straight ahead, the Mizbeach, Mizbach HaNachoshes, the Mizbach HaOle in the Azara, has a Yisod. The Gemara says, in the Baisheni period, it was Lamed Beis, it's supposed to be Ravua, it's supposed to be a square. So on the ground level, it was 32 amas by 32 amas. Then it went up a little bit, then it went indented, an amas, and then it was 30 by 30. Then it went up a couple of amas, indented, then it was 28 by 28. So on the bottom, on the floor, it was 32 by 32, but part of it was missing. So the first amah of the 32 over here, this side is Tzofen, straight ahead is west. So the right side of the Azara, most people are right-handed, so they're... So the right side of the Azara has more kedusha than the left side. Kach mishkitas matzofen kibudam mechlasharis batzofen. The tzofen is more kedush than the dorm. So on the dorm side, the 32 amas and the 32 amas here on the eastern side. So the first amah there was yisod, and the next 31 amas were missing. The first 31 amas here were missing, and there was only Yesod over here. So it was Yesod on the western side and on the northern side, and one amma here, one amma here. So when you bring a korban chatzis, you have to do zrikas on four corners of his be'ach. Even though this cavern is going to roll down, it's going to fall on the floor. There is no yisod over here. You have no choice. That's what it says in Chumash. But by the other korbanos that you do, let's say, shtei matan shehin arba, so you do zrika, you can't do zrika here. You take the klisharis, it can't be plastic, it has to be metal. Take a klisharis and you splash the dam against the corner on the mizbeach. So that's called one matan shehin shtayim. You're going to splash over here, there's going to be shtei matan shehin arba. You can't do that because here there's no yisod. So whenever you have a korban that's shtei matan shehin arba, it has to be these two corners because this corner didn't have any. He said, why didn't this corner have a yisod? Why is it lopsided? It's supposed to be 32 by 32. Why was there no yisod? So the Gemara says, because even an inch of the mizbech may not be b'chalko shel Yehuda. You can only make the mizbech b'chalko shel Binyamin, and the border separating between Chalkos Yehuda and Chalkos Binyamin, wait, punked where the Mizbeach was. So that's why it was missing. So Tosfos and Megillah asked Akashe, if Yerushalayim, Lein is Chalkos LeShvatim, that's how we assume, Lein is Chalkos LeShvatim. So what are you talking about? There was no Yesod over here, because that's Chalkos Yehuda. It's not Chalkos Yehuda, it's not Chalkos Binyamin. The whole thing is not true. So Tosfos says, according to that opinion that we accept la halacha that learn is chalk l'shvatim, you have to say bechrech that that's not the correct reason why there was no yisod. You have to say kach nemar halacha l'moshe m'sinai. That's not what it says in the Gemara. Gemara said because chalk l'shel Yehuda. So the Soloveitchik family has a teretz on that. I printed it originally at Beis Yitzchok. So one guy from Torah Das didn't like it. So he decided it's apikursis. Then they printed it b'shem Rav Belville. All of a sudden it became kosher. Okay. I printed Rav Soloveitchik, said name Rav Chaim. So he knew right away it's sheker. Then he said Rav Belville, said it became emes all of a sudden. Yeah. So they say there are two dinim when you divide Eretz Yisrael. We were talking the other day whether Yisuri Torah, Ari Yisuri Chefza, Ari Yisuri Gavah. So there's one Yisuri Torah that for sure is an Yisuri Chefza. That's neder. Why is neder for sure an Yisuri Chefza? You say Hegdish for sure is a din in the Chefta. Hegdish, the din is different. So there's another ownership is usually not a din in the Chefta. The Gemara, let's say this Gemara belongs to me, that Gemara belongs to you. It's a difference in property. This is Shechta Gemara. That's a Meir Gemara. The Gemara is the same. Ownership is a relationship. As the Ramban in Lulav HaGozel says, even though Lulav Nito Kol Shiva Bamigdosh, it says in Chumash you only have to shake the Lulav the first day of the Yom. So the Mishnah understands that Smachtim of Nesham Okech Meshivas Yom means the Lulav Nito Kol Shiva on the Beis HaMigdosh. Smachtim means with the Dalad Migdosh. So the Tosfos says, if it's a din deraisa, Tais on the first half in Lulav HaGozel. If it's a din deraisa that you have to shake lulav all 7 days in the Beis Hamikdash, you need shalachem all 7 days. So Hakam is banazeh. Rabbi Yechim Azaka made a tarkani after the Chumash Abayis. She hear lulav nito kol shiva zechel amigdash. So you should need shalachem all 7 days. Tais says, nah, it doesn't have to be 100% the same. In the Beis Hamikdash, you did need shalachem. It's a real din deraisa. So why do you make a tarkani that you need hador? Hadar, you always need Hadar. Zakelim Abe, you should always do everything behidu. It's usually not Me'akev. So here he made that it's even Me'akev Zechel Migdash. But he didn't have to make Zechel Migdash, you need Shalachem. Not so important. You make a Zechel, half a Zechel is also fine. Ramban says it's not true. The Ramban says even though Lulav Nitol Bab Migdash Kol Shiva is a din deraisa, you never need Shalachem. It's not a din Ulakachtem. Ulakachtem Lochem. Ulakachtem is on the first day. And the mitzvah of the other 6 days, usmachtem. Usmachtem. So how do you know that you know? Usmachtem is bedalad minim. But he says, shalachem is not in a chepze. Hodar is a different chepze. Hodar is a different chepze. But shalachem is not a change in the chepze. Ownership does make it into a different chepze. Even if it doesn't belong to you, the Ramban says, those are the same dalad minim. So kol shiva in Migdosh, you needed hodar, because it was not hodar, it's the wrong chepze. But you never needed shalachem. So the halacha says that ownership usually is not quality in the heft. It's a relationship that people have to the thing, except for Hegdish, and except for Chalukas Eretz Yisrael Shvatim. This is shift, this is Chalukas Shal Binyamin, that's Chalukas Shal Yehuda, that's Chalukas Shal Yisrocha, that's Chalukas Shal Zvulun, that's a Halashem in the Hefza. The Chalukas Ha'aretz had to be to determine this is Chalukas Shal Yehuda. So that's what the Soloveitchik family claims, that the Machlekes HaTanoim, where the Yerushalayim is Chalukas Shal Shvatim or not, we pass them down as Chalukas Shal Shvatim, that means indeed Imamanis. We want it to be a Makam Shivch Hashem Mikol Shivtechem, and the Imamanis should belong to all of the Shvatim. But they did make a haluka, and they said to label the area, the geographic area, they said, this is called Chalukas Shal Yehuda, and that's called Chalukas Shal Binyamin. So the next step would be, this is Chalukas Shal Yehuda, therefore we're giving ownership to Shevet Yehuda, to the whole Chalukas Shal Yehuda. So that they did on everything except the Yerushalayim. And this Chalukas Shal Binyamin, we label it as Chalukas Shal Binyamin for the Gemar HaKibush. The kibush was Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael, so took Shevish HaKobshu, Shevish HaChilka. So the kibush was Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael, but the Chalukah took another 7 years, so that was the Gemara of the kibush. The Gemara of the kibush was accomplished, because Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank quotes this Kasha, Eretz Yisrael didn't have Kedusha until after the first 14 years. He needed Shevish HaKobshu and Shevish HaChilku. And the first Shemitah was observed the year 21, and the first Yovel was year 64. Because the first 14 years it was not Kedusha Sa'aretz. So Shekama, Yerushalayim was learned as Chalka L'Shvatim, so it was never in Iskanish, so Yerushalayim has no Kedusha Sa'aretz Yisrael. Good morning. If you're going to plant something in Yerushalayim, so won't be Chayim and Shumas and Maestras? How can that be? How can that be? So the Soloveitchik family says, the Gemar, you need Kibush B'Chalukah, but you don't need the second step of Chalukah. The first step of Chalukah Maspik. The first step of Chalukah, we label this as Chalukah Shal Yehuda. We label that as Chalukah Shal Binyamin. They did on Yerushalayim also, because the government has to be Bechalukah Shal Yehuda, Le'asu Shevi Yehuda, and the Beis Hamikdash has to be Bechalukah Shal Binyamin. Vein Seif Abshachin, and it was, and that's why there was no Mizbech over there, because that was Chalukah Shal Yehuda. Can't even have an inch of the Mizbech Bechalukah Shal Yehuda. Then the next step of Chalukah L'Shvatim is that whatever is labeled as Chalukah Shal Yehuda, you give all the ownership to Yehuda. So that they didn't do. They wanted it to be a Makam Hashem Chemikol Shem Techem. And Dini Mominus. And Dini Mominus, the karka should belong to all of the Shvatim. It doesn't help if you're going to buy it up. You're going to make a collection of money, buy it up. But the Chalukah L'Shvatim was there in the Chal Hashem on the karka. This is called Chalukah Shal Yehuda, not called Chalukah Shal Binyamin. Anyway, so that's what they say on the Achrayim. A few Achrayim have that info. They say, why did he buy Holach V'lokach Beisela Samach Yerushalayim? But he lived in Yerushalayim. He could have bought an inch by an inch in Yerushalayim. The answer, it wouldn't help, because it's learned as Chalukah L'Shvatim. There's no private ownership in Yerushalayim. So then what did he say? Zochen L'Adam Shalai B'Fonav. The Mekabah Matana wasn't there, the Gemara is going to say. If the Mekabah Matan is there, so you can make a Kenya Chalipin. So what's the whole problem?
How do we know that we pass in that Yerushalayim known as Chalukah L'Shvatim? Maybe it would, that the whole thing of the Yisod is only according to them when it says that it wasn't Yischalka, and we just pass in that it wasn't Yischalka.
No, that's a fact that this part of the Mizbech was missing. The Gemara said that's a fact. That's not disputed. So it seems that even if you hold Lonis Chalukah L'Shvatim, that part was missing. So Tosfos says, must be Allah HaMoshe M'Sinai, unrelated to Yehuda and Binyamin. And the Soloveitchik family has this other answer. Yeah. So he made a Kinyan Aga, fine. Tzfori Zeh L'Ploni, this area should belong to Ploni. Matana B'im HaMe'atzon, HaMe'achovis, HaMe'sa, the guy died. The Kimos Dvarim, and they passed him that it was valid. It's very big. Marvi Yamid bin Tzivurim, but if he said that Agam only works, then the top one only bought the Agam of the Karka. If it's Agabi a Karka, it's over a Munach Agabi a Karka. They sell it to my Chazi, only the size of a seller, the size of a half a dollar. How can you put Mea Tzon and Mea Bokar? Mea Tzon and Mea Chavius. So the Gemara says, Misav is Beisela, Sela Mamas. You think that it means the size of a seller? No, my seller. The nafish tufa was gigantic. There was enough room to put mea chavis and mea tzot. I call a sela, the koshi kesela. It was karka koshi kesela. It was a rakayeri that was useless. So you can't tell one way or the other. Sure. Toshman, the other story is similar. Dom Rav Yuna Mara, Maisa Bona Mechra Shel Chola B'Yerushalayim. He took sick. And he wanted to be makna, some metalplem to somebody else. So if a person is sick, we have a takana de Rabbanu, de Vishchimera Kiksumin, Vishim Mesurin Domi, Vishnais and Bobet Basra. The Gemara said, that's a machloikis hatanoim. He doesn't have to be a geises. A shchimera means a person who's sick in bed. Person is sick in bed. A geises is a different story. A geises is a machloikis in Rishonim. The din is a geises kechai l'chol devar. He's not mitamei, and if he takes a neder, the neder is chal, it's mishnah, it's like that. Takes a shvu, the shvu is chal. But is he considered a bardas? Because the definition, the Rambam writes in the Pirush HaMishnah in the first perek in Oholos, when the Mishnah says that a goses kechai, a goses is not yet mitamei. So the Rambam gives you the definition of a goses. I don't read Arabic yet, but so I use the Hebrew translation. So the Rambam, the translation of the Pirush HaMishnah writes, is Tahalich HaMoves. There's a, sounds like modern Hebrew, but that's what it says in the old translation. There's Tahalich HaMoves, there's a process of death. It's not that the guy's alive now, and then all of a sudden the second later he's dead. It's a process that takes a while. Like Chimutz. There's Tchilas Chimutz and Gemar Chimutz. And Tchilas Chimutz is called Chomez Sukshan, and Gemar Chimutz is called Chomez Dog and Gomer. And Tchilas HaChimutz, many times I'm holding is an Issa Deraisa, but there's no chorus, and the only chorus if you eat later. So tchilas tahalich hamoves is called geises. So that's you have to give a good definition. What's the definition of death? What's the definition of death? And what's the definition of what's the process? What's the beginning of the process? What's the end of the process? You gotta figure that out. We already figured it out. Another weekend. Okay, not for now. Okay. So. This takana de rabbanu divish chimer kesum v'chesum. It doesn't have to be a geisus over here. If the guy is a ghost, says that the talich hamavis began. That's a machlokes in Rishonim, the end of kiddushin, and in the Rosh and Gittin and other mesichtes also. Maybe al pidin is considered a labada since talich hamavis began already. So some Rishonim hold he can't be makne, he can't write a get, even though a ghost is gechai. But since talich hamavis began already, so he's not considered a full badas. The Mishnah says he's a bardas to be able to take nedarim and to take erchin. Yeah, because all you need for that is das haflo. Even a muflach samalayish, even a kotn a year before bar mitzvah is chal over there. That's, you don't need such a high level of das. But a get needs a higher level of das and kiddushin and kinyonim. You need a regular level of das. So that's a big machlag zereshen. It's later in kiddushin. So the fellow over here was just, he was a chayla. He was a chayla muta lemishkov. When a person has the flu, person is sick in bed, he goes to sleep at night, that's not called a shchimera. Shchimera means that he's sick and he has to lay in bed because he doesn't feel well. So that's a machlokes satanayim. The Rashi quotes, Dama bava basa, echad boy v'echad mesukan, ein dvarav kalyamim bedibur, ela bikinyin. The leisle, Reb Leizer, the Tana doesn't believe in the din. We rarely pass like Reb Leizer. So we usually don't follow his opinions. Rare. The one in the first paragraph Nida lists off a few rare cases where we follow Reb Leizer. Usually we don't. So Reb Leizer denies the whole thing. So according to Reb Leizer, even if the guy was a chayla, he also need kinyon. The Amri law, the other version, has it. No, bari ha yukir rabbanon. According to the Chachamim, if he would have been mutal mishkov, he could have just made an oral declaration. I'm makna the chavi shal yayin and the bay Mr. Plain, and that's it. There's a takana derabbanan. There is chimer akiksuv and mechim surin domi. But he wasn't even a choyli. He was a bari. He was healthy. So hoyilo metalpum harbei because lip matana to Plaini. Omraloi and Plaini wasn't here. So Plaini would be here. He could make a kinyan chalip and Plaini wasn't here. Also, what did he do? Again, somachli Yerushalayim, didn't buy in Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim lan eschalka l'shvatim. Somach Yerushalayim. Yomar, what's a base rova? What is a base rova? So Rashi explains. Rova hakav, the vicheshman sasayim bechotza hamishkan. What a base saw is 50 by 50. The Chotza Mishkan was 50 by 100. That's called base saw site. A base saw is 50 by 50. How much is a kav in relationship Sama. Who from? Six?
A sixth.
A sixth of a saw is a kav. So you take 50 by 50 and a base, and a roba hakav. So 1/24. 1/24 of 50 by 50. Pretty small. Okay. Roba hakav, and a kav is a sixth of a saw, so 4 times 6 is 24. So 1/24 of an area of 50 by 50. He bought a small piece of ground, and he said he didn't want to give over the whole thing. A tefach al tefach shabo, he's makna teploni, and agav that meyatzan and meyachovius. Umeis again, he dropped dead. That's why it makes more sense to say that he was a shchid meira. He was a bari, completely healthy, and then he dropped dead the next day. Maybe he dropped dead 5 years later. Doesn't say when he dropped dead. Okay, the kimach hacham is rab. They said the kinyan was valid. Kinyan agav is valid. V'yamer dinan tzivurim, and if you all did eat tzivurim, tefach tefach l'may chazi, how can you have mea chavis and mea tzon on a tefach tefach? So the Gemara suggests maybe it doesn't mean mea chavis, barrels of wine, and mea tzon, 100 behemoths, half maskin on lidmei. He says the value he had, he sold mea chavis of wine and had an envelope with $100,000 in it. Then he had another envelope with another $100,000 because he sold mea tzon. So he put the two envelopes on the tefach al tefach. Maybe that's what it means. It makes sense to say that my disok that the meitzon and meichavi is mamish, niknina nalei b'chalipin. So it must be that it was kesh, and chalipin doesn't work on kesh. Chalipin doesn't work to be kind of kesh. Why not? That's a gemara above mitzia. Rashi says. Why? Why is Mapea not nikne b'chalipin? So the Ramban explains there why. The Gemara has a lashon. Gemara has a lashon that Mapea daita atzur. So atzur savida the butler. The government sometimes declares that this coin is no longer a legal tender. So therefore what? Daita atzusa, tzusa davida the butler. So the Ramban adds on another line to the Gemara. He links that over the Gemara in Amechas Hasfina and Dafayin Zayin. The Gemara says Chalipin doesn't work to be koine shtaris. Chalipin doesn't work because it ain't gufa mamon. Chalipin only works to be koine dovish a gufa mamon. Dovish ain't gufa mamon. So shtaris are ain't gufa mamon. So the Gemara is saying here in Rav Metzia Memvav that since Madbeya, that the atzurusa v'tzurusa, David the butler, government can always declare that it's no longer recognized as legal tender, so we declare Madbeyas as a dovish ain't gufa mamon. Okay? That's how the Ramban read the Gemara. We declare Madbeyas as a dovish ain't gufa mamon, and Chalipin only works on a dovish ain't gufa mamon. Doesn't work on a dovish ain't gufa mamon. Nachamon. So the Gemara says, we have to say that it was two envelopes that had $100,000 of cash in each one. Because if you talk to Meir Tzon and Meir Chavius, why didn't they make a Kenya Chalipin? So if it's talking about cash, so Chalipin doesn't May, it was two envelopes with $200,000. Give it to the guy, let him pick it up. And be kind of, Agba Meshicha works on money. Ella, the answer is, the Leisim Mekab Matani wasn't here. I wanted to be Zoyche. The guy's not here. That's why it was a problem. So Gemara says, "Ela what? The leisim mekab matana." So Chanam leisim mekab matana. So that explains why they didn't do a kinyan hakbo. Why they didn't do a kinyan chalipin? Because he simply wasn't here. Freg mob in the zakin and dalis. So why do they have to? So what is the Mori Esna business? So why did he have to be Mezak even as Akin and Ale Agav Acher? Why didn't he have someone else make the Kinyan Hagbor on the Behemoth? So the Gemara says he didn't trust him. The fellow didn't trust. Lo Sam Chadaiti. So he's a fish. Shami to be Achalu. The good Samaritan is going to volunteer to make the Kinyan on behalf of the fellow who's not here. May decide to steal some of the Paris and may decide to steal some of them to keep it for himself. So why did they tell him, Ein lo takona? What do you mean, Ein lo takona? He didn't trust them. He can't say, you don't trust anybody. So he got no choice. Okay. Under this circumstance, you have to make kinyan agav. Okay. So the Gemara first thought that there's a raya. He's makne mea chobius and mea tzon agav tefach al tefach. So it's impossible that it should be tzivurin. How can it be agavi tefach? The Gemara said maybe it means cash. Could be it was tzivurin. So we don't know. So you don't have a right one way or the other. Same as the first case. You don't have a right. The Gemara says another right. Toshma. Why said Rabbi Gamliel is kenesh a boy misfina? What happened? They had to go. Rabbi Gamliel was the chief rabbi. So he had to go all the time to Washington to tumult with the Congress. He had to go to Rome. To the Romans were ruling Eretz Yisrael at that time. So he had to go to Rome. And then he was on his way back to Eretz Yisrael. And he realized that he has a problem on his hands. He has to take care of something. What problem did he have to take care of? So this is a big thesis on the bottom of Amud Beis. Machlekes Rashi and Tosis. Rashi understands Rashi, the bottom Rashi. Shochav al anosim v'shus litrom. If he got to be mafresh tumas and maisus, and he's afraid that the people, his family members, will eat tevel. They're going to be eating tevel. They're going to assume chazak al chavish and moitz mitachas yared abish and meskuk. And the Gemara says chavish and meis. Chavish means a religious Jew. Chava means a religious Jew dies, and he leaves a whole house full of peris, even though he just put the peris in the barn the same day, and then he gets a heart attack and he dies that night. So the Gemara says you have the right to assume that he was certainly mafresh chumas and maisus. Chazaka, it's a ruben leisa kama chazaka al chava sheni moitzim mitachzi aradav sheni mesukan. He wouldn't leave non-kosher food around the house. So if he was healthy in the morning, even though he died the same day, we assume he must have taken care of it. So that's a pell over here. Rashi learns the chief rabbi was so busy with the politic, he forgot to be mafresh tumas and maisus. So Tosfos says, what happened to the chazak al chaver, chief rabbi? Yes, he was busy with politics. Politics ruins everybody. So Rashi learns it's a problem. He forgot to be mafresh tumas and maisus, and he has to be mafresh now. So then he was mafresh, not only was mafresh, and he gave away the maaserishin to the Levi. Rabbi Shua was a Levi, and he gave away the maaserani. It was a maaserani year. The third year and the sixth year is a maaserani year. The first 2 years is a maaserani year. So it's either the third year or the sixth year. And he gave away the maaserani to Rabbi Akiva, who was the gizba shel tzedakah. And he gave it away to them. It's a question. What kinyan did he use when he gave away to them? He gave him, did he use a kinyan agav? That's the shaila. Was it kinyan agav? Or was it kinyan chotzer? So the Gemara, this is the sugya of agav. So the Gemara thought that it was kinyan agav. Could be that it wasn't. Could be that it was a kinyan chotzer. So Rashi learns that's the issue. If he got to be mafresh chumas and maisus, and even though usually chazak al chaver, over here, he fell in, he forgot, and he's worried now, so on the boat, he realizes it has to quickly be mafresh shumas and maisus to prevent the Bnei Beisim from violating the Yisra Achidus Tevel. Tosfos says, how can it be? He was mafresh before he left. Before he left to Rome. But the maisus shohoya was, it was a maisa on a year, it says, he's giving away maisa rani to Rabbi Akiva, Yisra Shadiyasa Lamud. Maaserani is giving to Rabbi Kiva, he's the Gizba Shel Tzedakah. Tosfos says, which year was it, the third year or the sixth year? Tosfos says, it was the sixth year. Because this Mishnah appears in Masechet Matan Sheni in the end of the Masechta in the context of Shas HaBiur. Oh, is it Shas HaBiur the both? No, it's wrong what I said. There's a din. The 7 year cycle is divided into two units of 3 years and 3 years. So all the peris that you have in the first 3 years, you have to give away by the Pesach of the fourth year. And all the peris that you have from the next 3 years, you have to give away by the Pesach of the seventh year. So it was either the third year, it was a Maisa on a year, right, it's clear, Maisa on a year, either the third year or the sixth year. And he thought he's going to have time, and then he sees it's taken a long time. They don't have boats every day, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So he's waiting and waiting. So he realizes it may take him so long, and you have to give away all the maisris, all the maiserani and the maiser sheni, and the maiserishin has to be given away before Pesach. He's afraid he's still going to be on the boat when it comes Pesach. How's he going to make a seder? I don't know. But he's afraid he's going to be on the boat, so he has to give everything away. So Tosfos says, we're not talking about Hafrasha. The Hafrasha he did Chazak al Chaver, he did the Hafrasha before. What he's taking care of over here is the Shas Habir. He wants to be Mekayim the Mitzvah of giving everything away. So when he gave it away, so the Gemara is assuming, here, what does it say? Vayisa Rabbi Gamliel Iskenim, other Tarayim Shayibayim Sfina, Amalahim Rabbi Gamliel Iskenim, Isur, Shani Asid Lamud. What do you mean? He wasn't mafresh it yet. He wasn't mafresh it yet. I mean, he told the members of the family, don't eat it, because we'll have to learn that. Is there a din of beer even on Tevel? Or the din of beer only applies if you were mafresh the Trumas and Maisus already? What does it mean? Isis Shani Asa Lom. We'll have to figure that out. That's a discussion. Tosfos and the Miri has an important comment here. So he said, Isis Shani Asa Lom, and also Meshua, Maiserish, and you give to the lady. Mekama Muska Lo. The Isis Shani Asa Lom, and also the Maiserani, either the third year or the sixth year, Nosan Lo Akiva Ben Yosef, he's the Gizbashal Stoker, Kadesh Yiskabal Anim, and Mekama Muska Lo. And then what? And then it says, when this Kabbalah's Chai Zem is there, Rashi quotes, V'nosan la Rebbe Yeshua Pruta B'schar HaMokayim, Rabbi Akiva gave him a Pruta also B'schar HaMokayim, Kamen Buskalo, and we assume, maybe they were kind of with the Kinyan Chotze, the Gemara assumes here, they were kind of with the Kinyan Agav. So the Gemara says, Shema Minad B'ina Tziburim. They only apply Kinyan Agav if the Metatlan Matsuvurim Agav Akarka. Agav Yakarka, because it says, Umbekomon Muskala. Why do you have to rent that Mokim? We could have rented any other Mokim to make a Kinyan Agav. So the Gemara says, maybe not so. Shani Haskech de Lele Trechinu. Doesn't necessarily mean anything. Maybe it's not, maybe you don't really need Tzivurim. The other Gemara is going to say, the Gemara Bob Melissi is going to say, maybe it was a Kinyan Chotze, maybe it wasn't at all a Kinyan Agav. We'll have to see that Gemara. So far we don't have a Raya. So the Gemara is going to finally end up. You're going to find a bring a Raya. The Raya is going to be Shema Mino, Lo Bin Tzivurim Shema Mino. Okay. We'll save the rest for Sunday. Okay. So what do we have to do on Sunday? The bottom Tosfos is very rich. Very important. Also, Yeshua is important. Mekam and Buskal is a famous Tosfos. We already discussed it. Okay. Next Gemara. Good.
I don't think anything about it.